Man, remember back in the day? Back when we'd all hang out in the Batcave or Paul's apartment? I loved Paul's apartment. Those were awesome sunny days with nothing to do except chill. Remember how we used to hit up that corner store when we were 15 to buy Philly's blunts from that old Pakistani guy who never carded? Alex or Andy would buy the beer. They had facial hair, but remember that one time? We were all hanging out in the sun, each drinking a 32-ounce bottle of San Miguel. Couldn't find 40s. Blasting Too Short, Snoop Doggy Dog, or the Dog Pound, waiting for random girls to catch wind of our gathering. Not too many of us had cell phones back then. This was done by word of mouth or email. By then, we all had email. It was 1996, and we checked it frequently on the desktop computer inside, while waiting. Eddie and I had brought Phillies and zigzag rolling papers, sometimes the beer, but usually not, and Eddie always rolled. Sometimes Johan. I was too busy wondering about Maria, or Sylvia, or Elin, or Camelia, or those two hot Russian chicks who were always together. Any of them would have been great. They were coming, right? Tonight was going to rule. I turned up the Public Enemy, Wu-Tang Clan, Ice-T, or early Cypress Hill. Others preferred Tupac or Eric B. and Rakim. Paul loved Busta Rhymes. I remember that clearly. Somebody we didn't know too well slid by and put on Oasis. He was at the wrong gathering and didn't even know it, and Paul discreetly switched it back. A few days prior, I'd skipped a math test to be at a local record store at opening. I wanted to snatch the new Lunas album coming out that day. Nobody had MP3s, and it would have been another year or two before we found Winamp. But with my backpack full of CDs, I knew this weekend would be great. We had everything we needed. The smoke from those blunts was raw, and as the beers emptied or warmed in the sun, we drank even faster. We'd been laughing and drinking for hours, and the sun was setting, the volume increasing. Somebody checked their email, and it was on. The girls were coming. Dusk turned into deep night, and Eddie ran off to the subway station to welcome the girls. This time Eddie went, last time I had gone. They didn't know where Paul lived. No cell phones, so encounters were organized in person. Somebody was playing Tekken on the PlayStation, but I didn't really care because I never liked that game much. I preferred Mortal Kombat. While waiting, I tucked my bag of bottles and CDs under a couch or behind a cabinet. This particular time, I was saving my stash for chicks. It would come in handy. Joey noticed them first as the girls approached the building. Bare midriffs, skin-tight pants, smoking. Eddie was laughing in the street outside. Paul had gone out to meet him next to a streetlight. His laugh was infectious, and we were all buzzing inside. The girls opened the door without ringing the bell. We had all moved further inside the apartment at first, pretending not to notice, and the apartment was thick with cigarette smoke. The table in the center of the room was covered in bottles, packs of Lucky Strikes, and CDs. We had to clean all this shit up in the morning before his parents got home, but for now, nothing mattered. Quickly snatching up fresh, cool beers for the guests, this time cans of Carlsberg, we welcomed the girls with a kiss on each cheek, handing them drinks. They had brought their own vodka in little Coke bottles. They always did that. Getting blitzed was our shared priority. Tonight would be excellent, and the hip-hop and laughter would guide us.